can wait that long. Oh, you see that I'm not that strong.
just begun.
just no good anymore since you went away.
Chainsaw Kittens wrapping up that set of music with their version of Three Dog Nights. One. Because one is the loneliest number, according to them. Before the Chainsaw Kittens, Antenna, John Strom's project after the Blake Babies broke up from the Hideout album, played Gray Street. John Strom actually went on after if you can, in case you didn't follow his career, he put out some solo albums and another band that he did. But beyond that, went back to law school, or just went to law school. I don't think he was in law school when he graduated from the Berklee Music School, and then had the Blake Babies and blah, blah, blah. And then he went to law school, and then he was an entertainment lawyer. And to this day, he still is. But in between some of that, he was actually the president of, I think it was Rounder Records for a bit. So, yeah, but he's still out there. He's still in the industry. He's just doing things on the back end of said industry. Before the Antenna, how about some Rolling Stones? Went back to Sticky Fingers from Sister Morphine. Now, not like on the album itself, I don't see it credited with the writing credits that Marianne Faithfull actually co-wrote that song with Mick and Keith. We lost Marianne Faithfull this past week at the age of 78, so I wanted to play tribute to her and go deeper into the Stones well. Eugenius in that set of music as well, doing the Beat Happenings, Indian Summer, pulled that off of Umalama. Now, Eugenius actually was Eugene Kelly, and over in his world in the UK, his band was called Captain America, but they would not allow them to release anything as Captain America in the States due to something called copyright. Eugene Kelly was also in a band called the Vaselines, if you're taking notes. Squeeze started off that entire set from their, I'm going to say 84, 85. It was a mid-80s album that most people overlooked. But it does have a song on there going, "I won't ever go drinking again." And I played that for you. Hey, I got to remind you that the support of a friend gives someone dealing with mental illness a greater chance of recovery. Because mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information, you go to whatadifference.org. They need you. Yeah, be for them. No, be there for them. I knew there was another word I was trying to say. Be there for them, because that support goes a long way and gives them a much greater chance of recovery. Again, whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, and of course your good friends here at the Viva Lamac radio program. Speaking of radio program, we got a hot new schedule out there with lots of good shows. Have you checked out From Here to Eternity? It's Saturday nights at 10 p.m. And here's what it is. Everyone thinks they know the 80s hits. I am an 80s DJ down at Arsenal Lanes. I think I know the 80s hits. But what about the hits that were on the other side of the Atlantic? Yeah, there is a treasure trove of all these synth-drenched sounds that filled the European airways back in the day. So take a trip back to the 80s like you never knew it with DJ Tony Tunes on From Here to Eternity. Again, that's Saturday nights here at 10 p.m. on WRCT. If you got a suggestion for a song, you can email me at WRCTRequest@gmail.com. You can call me. It is Friday, February 7th of 2025. I am live and in the studio. 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. Speaking of Marianne Faithfull, her first hit was actually written by Mick and Keith. It was a Jagger Richards song that she put out before the Rolling Stones did. As tears go by, rest in peace, Marianne Faithfull.
Hi, this is Tony Valentino of the Standells, and you're listening to Viva Le Mac on WRCT 88.3 FM, Carnegie Mellon. I love the show. Thank you.
from what I believe is their final album, XX, Smoking Fiction, came out last year on the Fat Possum record label, winding up the time from the full band of X, who I've had the pleasure of seeing more than once. John Exene, DJ Bonebreak, Billy, all of them. Hey, before the X, how about Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing their version of Me and Julio down by the schoolyard? Played the Standells in there. What you love about the vinyl record library is you're just flipping through. And I'm not even sure what I was looking for. It was in this area. The STs, I'm guessing. I'm like, oh, look. Look at the Standells album. Let's play something off there. Sometimes good guys don't wear white. Julian Casablancas from The Strokes giving us his version of Buddy Holly's Rave On. Yeah, just earlier this week, we celebrated, and I can't say celebrated, we commemorated. Let's use that word. We commemorated the fatal flight that Buddy, the Big Bopper, and Richie all took. Start the entire set with some Marianne Faithfull with her big hit, As Tears Go By. We lost Marianne this week at the age of 78. That gets us here. We're about... let's give it 24 minutes. Past your hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. If this is an encore presentation, which means it is not February 7th of 2025, the show's going to wrap up in about 40 minutes or 35 minutes. But if this is live February 7th, 2025, we're not even midway through. Hey, don't forget, you can go 8 miles high on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. And when you touch down, you're going to find out that it's stranger than known. Yeah, I don't know what that means either, but just tune in. 8 miles high with Nick and Andy on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. It's good times, rock and roll. If you've been listening for a while, and I say within the last hour and a half, you heard me play that Royal Trucks doing the theme from MASH, and I said, you know what, I actually have an Alan Alda themed song, so why not get that out there for you? From the band out of North Carolina called Soccer. We'll be right back.
bed with cherry on a sip. I like to mug, kiss Alan Alda on the mouth for an hour mark. That's my bit.
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 Yeah.
It's all over Instagram. You're getting a divorce from another brother. So I don't recall the source. I don't know, but I've been thinking maybe if it's true, I can join you in sunny Malibu. Out financially, I can do the gardening and drive your limousine. Take the Maserati up and down Rodeo Drive, making sure the paparazzi gets your better side. Kim Kardashian, if you're ready, baby. I heard the rumor that you might be leaving him. Having had a tummy tuck and liposuction thighs, but when you see my latest selfie, you realize. I'm
to drive. Me and the boys. Me and the boys. Me and the boys.
NRBQ wrapping up that set of music for you and me and the boys. Me and the boys off of the Tiddlywinks. If you want to go behind the mask or the curtain and the mask of the Viva La Mock radio program, I'll tell you, when I was searching for the Marianne Faithfill album that I played recently, there I was in the vinyl, and I came across the misfiled NRBQ album. And it was live, and I'm not always big into live albums, so I was like, okay. But now I'm going to have to refile it where it belongs rather than just throwing it on the ground. So then I was like, you know what? I should play some NRBQ on my show. And then I found it to fit right there at the end of that set. Before the NRBQ, how about the Feelies went back to their 1980 debut, Crazy Rhythms, with Raised Eyebrows. Don Dixon also in that set of music. Yeah, Don Dixon, he's known for some of the work that he has done, not just as a solo artist, but as a producer. He's worked with R.E.M. On their, I think he worked on, he co-produced Murmur and Reckoning with Mitch Easter. Then he produced like the DBs or Chris Stamey and Smithereens, Fetchin' Bones, Guadalcanal Diary, all that good stuff. So I wanted to play some Don Dixon, and I played some, but I played him doing a DBs cover. And that was Don Dixon doing Bad Reputation. Before that was Jamie Hoover. Now, Jamie used to be in the Spongetones. It's from a solo EP he put out, I feel it was a couple years ago now, with the song Kim Kardashian. I'll tell you the story of how those two connect in a second, because let me just finish up the set of music, because I know you're at home taking notes. You can just go on to WRCT.org and see all of this, but I'm just telling you. Also, some soccer in there from North Carolina, from their Gospel Truth album with Alan Alda, in celebration of the great actor Alan Alda. Now, let me tell you my little story. So my little story is, a couple weeks ago, I'm driving around, I'm listening to WRCT, because that's what I do. And it was a Friday, and it was a Friday midday. And what do you get on middays? You get Zombo in your brain. And he had a guest in. He was talking about his old days back in Ohio doing radio back there. And he said someone from his old days had sent him a cassette or some sort of format of an old air check or a part of a show that he did featuring, he brought John Wesley Harding into the studio. And he actually played some of that on his show, but he was explaining, talking about it, and he said, yeah, John was backed by Don Dixon, who lives in the greater Cleveland, Akron area, I believe, or at least he used to. And he said, yeah, his backing band included Don Dixon and Jamie Hoover. And I reached out to Zombo, and I'm like, are you talking about the Jamie Hoover that was in the Spongetones? He said, yeah, same guy. So I wanted to play those two back-to-back, just so now you know. The more you know. This was a public service announcement brought to you by the Viva Lamont radio program. Hey, speaking of Ohio, let's just play an Ohio band. It's Cabra Verde, Tackling New Order. It's Temptation. It's the Viva Lamont radio program here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
handkerchiefs and safety belts. Bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving. In the car, it makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. When we're driving in my Malibu, it's easy to get right next to you. I say, baby, scoot over, please. And then she's right there next to me. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. Safety belts, bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving. In the car, it makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat.
Said hello, Mary Lou. I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary.
Ricky Nelson wrapping up that set of music, wrapping up an encore presentation of Viva La Mock. Not wrapping up a Friday, February 7th, 2025 episode, but Ricky Nelson, hello, Mary Lou. Before that, Spot 1019 gave us Ringo from Still Again. Went back to a Fashion Nugget from Cake for some stick shifts and safety belts. Los Lobos in there as well, paying tribute to Richie Valens with Come On, Let's Go. Richie, we lost him. Just not just recently, but like, you know, the anniversary of the entire plane crash I was recently. That's what I'm trying to say. Start off the entire set with some Cobra Verde doing their version of New Order's Temptation. And that's what gets us to where we are now. Coming close to being at the end, as I said, of an encore presentation or midway through a live Viva La Mock. Don't forget, I was talking about Zombo. Well, he does get in your brain on Friday afternoons. You know what? He is a Pittsburgh institution that should be institutionalized. It's Fridays from 10 until 1, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Zombo in your brain here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. You know, the shadows are my background music for the duration of this program. You are listening to a show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It comes to you each and every Friday evening. We start around 9. We end around 1. Okay, we're going to end usually in around 10 after 1. And then after that, there's usually an encore presentation of the Courts in Session program. We'll talk about that more, but it's now that it's just past 11 o'clock, I have to do a thing called the WRCT Music and Radio Calendar. Before I get to the calendars, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joined you in supporting WRCT and the Music and Radio Calendar. They're located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city. For over a decade, they host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have